Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers. And hope you have a wonderful, enjoyable day. We're gonna begin our devotion and service today with hymn 244, Yield Not to Temptation.
Yield not to temptation, for it is sin. If it will help you some other to win, fight heavily onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, come for strength and keep you. He is willing to aid you, He will carry you through. Shun evil companions that language is saying, God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus, He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, come for strength and keep you. He is willing to aid you, He will carry you through.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture for today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we begin reading at verse number 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Yes.
For this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
Yes.
So when this corruptible shall have put on an incorruptible, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Yeah.
O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Be thanks to the God, but give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen. May the Lord
bless you. Come by here. We can't do nothing.
Let me sleep too late. He woke me. Rejoice and be glad.
Yes.
Father, we come giving you the praise this morning, Heavenly Father. Come giving you the praise, Heavenly Father, because you hung the sun one more time this morning.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, you gave us breath of life one more time this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, you gave us the activity of our limbs this morning, Heavenly Father. You even blessed us, Heavenly Father, at the breakfast table with a little something to eat, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
We come this morning, Heavenly Father, just to say thank you.
Thank you.
Realize that, Heavenly Father, we have a beautiful day outside.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, somebody somewhere wanted to walk outside and they just couldn't, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And you've given us our strength to be here one more time, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And we come this morning to give you all the praise.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we come giving you all the glory.
Yes.
Because you are so worthy to be praised.
Yes, sure.
So worthy to be praised. And we thank you.
Amen.
For your son, Jesus. Amen.
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 Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to thank my pastor, Ms. Cleveland, Ms. Lady Cleveland, my wife,
Amen.
And everyone that support the ministry here at Friendship. Amen.
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 It's a blessing to be here. For those of you that is here, that is watching live, online, good morning and happy Mother's Day. It's a blessing to stand before you once again. And I hope to see Jesus this morning and not me.
Amen.
Our scripture this morning will come from Mark, the 10th chapter. Verse 46 through 52. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start with the New King James, please. Now they came to Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Then many warned him to be quiet. And he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way, Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Our amplified version. Then they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples, a large crowd, a blind beggar, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road, because this was his custom. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Men sternly rebuked him, telling him to keep quiet. He said, "Keep still and be quiet." But he kept on shouting all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, telling him, "Take courage, get up. He is calling for you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, my master, let me regain my sight." Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith and confident trust in my power has made you well." Immediately, he regained his sight and began to follow Jesus on the road. In our message version, which reads a little funny, they spent some time in Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving town, trailed by his disciples and a parade of people, a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting alongside the road. When he heard that Jesus, the Nazarene, was passing by, he began to cry out, "Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me." Many tried to hush him up, but he yelled all the louder, "Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped in his tracks, called him over. Throwing off his coat, he was on his feet at once and came to Jesus. Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see you." "On your way," Jesus said. "Your faith has saved and healed you." In that very instant, he recovered his sight and followed Jesus down the road. Amen. And a topic that I would like to use for today: when you really need help, who you gonna call? When you really need help, who you gonna call? My brothers and sisters, family members, friends, we live in a world to where we have hard times, slow times, difficult times, jobless times, broke times, money funny, change strange times, sick times, emotional times, has made its way into each and everyone's home, business, career, etc., sometime or another. Even at this very moment, someone right here with you is either in or appears to be stuck in this situation. The old saying is that you're either about to enter a storm, in the middle of one, or exiting one. Amen? But during times like these, not just Christmas only, but we must all endure and keep the faith. During jobless times, we get on our computer and search multiple sites of now hiring businesses, send resumes and references, hoping to land a good job so that we can have the means to provide for our family and take care of our financial obligations. During hungry times, we'll seek out to food shelters, family members, friends, co-workers, and even defects or any other local food pantry or government agency willing to help. During sick times or times of illness, we call looking for physicians, CVS Mini Clinic, Walmart Care Clinic, online television clinic, just to name a few, trying to get well. During emotional times, we call loved ones, only to discover they're screening all calls. Amen. Not wanting to be bothered with your issues because they have enough problems themselves.
Amen.
We call the 1-800 number. Uh-oh. We call the 1-800 numbers to see if they can offer any advice for your situation or relationships, giving you the first call for free, then robbing you for the rest. Not realizing that you can call and seek the one who says in Psalms 139 and 2 that he knows my down city. and my uprisers.
Amen.
And he understands my thoughts from afar. In Psalms, he's simply telling David, I know your every emotion and discerns. Hebrews 4 and 13 tell us that no creature or creation is hidden from his sight. We are all naked and exposed.
Amen.
And if I prayed and read and studied about these problems and issues that we face daily, minute by minute, hours upon hours, sometimes they just won't seem to go away.
Amen.
Like many were hoping. The Lord told me to ask his people, saved or not saved, believers or non-believers, during these terrible times, who are you going to call? No matter the distress, we want someone to call. In an accident, who do we see all the time? Ken losing one call, that's all. The other, slip and fall, call 1-800-411-PAINT. Amen. Now, since I done got you all caught up this morning, caught up with speed, amen, don't try to use these numbers, amen. Call on Jesus first, amen. We know things happen, but call on Jesus first, amen. Upon hours thinking and preparing for this message, I thought of an old movie song that come to mind. Perhaps you probably did too. Some of y'all already know what I'm talking about. Some of you still love Ray Parker Jr. It's all we used to hear. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. Can't call no Ghostbusters, amen? But I learned down through the years, if you call on the Holy Ghost, you'll bust any problem. Yeah. I'm a living witness, amen? When we are faced with physical pain, amen, it's natural instinct. We all do. From the time that we are babies until we are old and frail, we still cry out in pain. Whether it be physically, emotionally, spiritually, babies cry until someone big and strong and loving can come to ease their little pain. Little children cry out for mama. Teens and young adults may also cry out to friends for help. Adults cry out to doctors and nurses to anyone and everyone who might be able to stop our suffering as fast as possible. Because the pain and hardship just can't be ignored for very long.
Amen.
The question is, as we grow older, who do we cry out to? And who do we reach out for? Can you imagine for just a moment what it's like to be blind? I mean, you can't see anything. You can only imagine what stuff looks like. Darkness all day, every day. You can't do anything without someone helping you. You can learn some things, you can learn how to get around, but you still depend on other people so much. Seems like sometimes you're just in the way. I'm pretty sure this is the way some blind people feel, just taking up space. They can't work because they can't see. Can you imagine what that does to a man or a woman who really can't earn nothing at all? All you get is what people give you. For those that really don't have help, having to stand and beg day in and day out. And I asked myself, why are there more blind men in the world than women? At least that's what I've noticed. Nearly 1 in 12 men are blind, while only 1 in 200 women are blind. Why is that? Women get 2 times more chromosomes from their mom. But men only get 1 time the chromosomes. So on this Mother's Day, women whose mom is dear here or going on to glory, you got to give mom some thanks. Amen?
Amen.
You got to give mom some thanks. Mark's portrayal of Bartimaeus as a blind beggar categorized him as a pathetic figure having little, if any, value to press the point. A beggar like Bartimaeus represents the very opposite of human flourishing and productivity. In the eyes of society, he is virtually worthless. Someone who exists at the bottom of the social ladder and lives at the margin. Moreover, in those times and in the present, individuals like Bartimaeus were extremely vulnerable and often left to fend for themselves. This morning, it is intended from this passage to help you see that Jesus is who you need. And I believe that a close examination of scripture will help restore your spiritual vision and will help you make the decision for Jesus that you need to make. I ask of you this morning that you allow the Lord the opportunity to speak to your hearts. Then you can leave this place in the right relationship with God. Amen?
Amen.
As we look at verse 46. As we look at verse 46, Mark, the 10th chapter. Verse 46. And it came to Jericho. The first thing that we're going to see here for Bartimaeus is that Bartimaeus had a pitiful condition. What is pitiful? Pitiful means being very small or poor or inadequate. And they came to Jericho. And if they came to Jericho and his followers, where did they come from? They had come from the regions of Judea on the other side of the Jordan, made into the town of Jericho, which lay about 17 miles east and 3,500 feet below Jerusalem. Jesus had been counseling his disciples about marriage and divorce and about the God all things are possible and predicting his death, resurrection on his way to Jerusalem. And the crowd followed him and the blind man sat by the road begging. The blind man was blind Bartimaeus. The man Bartimaeus had a very pitiful condition. The blind man that sat begging was blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, which signifies that he was the son of a blind man, a blind son of a blind father, which made the case worse. He sat begging. That was his only way it means of making money to feed for himself and from the charity of others. He had to be because of his physical condition and prevented him from performing a job to earn a living. In those days, there were no welfare programs, no charitable institutions to help those in need, no social security, totally depending upon others. Amen?
Amen.
Bartimaeus was in a pitiful condition. Verse 47 says, when he heard that Jesus, Nazarene, was passing by, he began to cry, "Son of David, Jesus, mercy, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus had a pitiful condition. Even though he had a pitiful condition, he had a persistent cry.
Yeah. Amen.
When he heard that Jesus of Nazarene was passing by, he began to cry out, "Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me." How many here today know that if you are blind, your other senses increase, especially your hearing? He had heard about the miracles that Jesus had performed, thus wanted one himself. Being blind does not give you the ability to judge how far someone is away from you unless your other senses kick in. Well, you can either smell, touch, or either hear him. Blind Bartimaeus had two pairs of eyes. He didn't wear glasses, but he had two pairs of eyes. One set that he couldn't see physically. The second pair was his spiritual eyes. Amen. So he shouted, called Jesus, "Son of David." He put some respect on Jesus' name. Amen. It implies superiority for Bartimaeus. It indicates that Jesus is God's designated agent and that Jesus is a royal figure. Amen. In my opinion, some people get mad when you don't call them apostle or reverend. Or some people get kind of hot at you these days. Amen. But Jesus is the only one that needs superiority.
Amen.
Even though Bartimaeus was blind, he was able to see things that others all around him who had their vision could not see.
Right.
He's showing them that he possesses 20/20 spiritual vision.
Wow.
That's why the crowd was trying to hush him up. Apparently, Bartimaeus had heard about the miracles performed by Jesus. He must have heard about the lepers, the lame, the demon possession, and even the dead Jesus touched and made whole again. Mm-hmm. Had he sat by the highway listening to the crowd. Mm-hmm. And most likely, he heard about the blind man at Bethsaida. Wow. That Jesus healed earlier in Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. Only here, the blind man was brought to Christ with a desire that Jesus would touch him. It shows his faith with no doubt that one touch of Christ's hand would recover his sight. Amen. Verse 48, many tried to hush him up, but he yelled a little louder. I mean, you ever had anybody trying to hush you up? Some of them do it in church, man. You get to shout. Mm-hmm. Calling on the name of Jesus. They may not say it out loud, but they be saying it on the breath. Oh, I wish they would sit down. Don't let nobody stop your praise. Amen?
Amen.
Many tried to curse him up, but he yelled aloud, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He saw that his opportunity, a moment, may never return again. He knew that Jesus had never passed that way before, and he may not again. That's why not only Bartimaeus, but we must call on him while he is near. Actually, after his resurrection, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, he is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. But we must call on him, amen, while he is near. Jesus stopped in his tracks. Verse 49, Jesus stopped in his tracks. Call him over. Jesus is now responding to that persistent cry. Jesus could have walked to him instead. He tells the onlookers, the crowd, the soothsayers, the ones that are trying to get you to be quiet, the haters, the ones who don't want to see you receive nothing from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody don't want to see you blessed.
Amen.
They may act like it, but they don't. The others don't want to see you receive anything from the Lord. The main ones that say, hey, Jesus is calling you. No doggone way they don't want to. They don't want to tell you Jesus got something for you. Not because he may not have nothing for them at the time. Amen. Probably because he didn't call them. Amen. Anybody can act like they're following Jesus, but they are not wholehearted. Anybody can act like they are following Jesus, but not wholehearted. Amen. If they were, they wouldn't be trying to shift you up, amen? So keep your praise on, amen, for Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let no one stop your praise. Don't let no one hinder you from calling on the name of Jesus, amen? We all need it, and we don't need to be ashamed. You don't know my situation. I don't know your situation, amen? So don't hinder my praise. You don't know what the Lord done told and done for me. Amen?
Amen.
So I don't mind saying, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Son of David, have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen.
I don't mind going out on my knees. I don't mind shedding a tear. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Lord has been good to us all. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus stopped in his tracks and called him home. When we go to verse 50, throwing off his coat, he was on his feet at once and came to Jesus. We've seen his pitiful condition. We've seen his persistent cry. Now we're about to see his personal cost. Throwing off his coat, he was on his feet at once and came to Jesus. Hebrews 12 and 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily beset us. He made the best of his way to Christ. Took off his clothing, loose clothing and garment. Anything that would hinder him from getting to Jesus. Amen? Sometimes we can't get to Jesus because we got so much weight on us. Amen?
Amen.
That was about the only personal thing that Bartimaeus had back then. Amen? A heavy cloak, so he had to take it off so he can speed up, so he can get to Jesus a little quicker.
Amen.
You can't run fast when you're weighed down.
Amen.
It might make you stronger, but it's not going to make you no quicker. The outer garment was very valuable to Bartimaeus. He knew that someone could either steal it and carry it away with no means of replacing it. However, he counted the cost of losing something valuable, but he was willing to give to Jesus. Amen? There is a cost to following Jesus.
Amen.
It could very well cost you some friends. It could very well cost you a job. It could very well cost you some relationships. But if you lose those things trying to follow Jesus, you shall regain them. Amen?
Amen.
Throwing off his coat, he was on his feet at once and came to Jesus. In verse 51, Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." Now we're about to see his powerful cure. Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Basically, what's your request? It should be the other way around. We should be asking Jesus, what does he want us to do for him?
Right.
Amen? We always want something, but don't want to give nothing. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't ask Jesus for no money, no food, no clothes, nothing. Only that his eyesight might be regained. That he might regain his sight. So that he would be able to work for a living and have the capacity to earn his own living. So he won't have to no longer beg. Note that Bartimaeus seeks no special privileges.
Mm-hmm.
All he wanted to do was see.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go to Jesus with too much stuff.
Amen.
Too many wants.
Amen.
But here's a blind man, had nothing. A lot of us that can see have everything, and we still go to Jesus with a long list. Amen.
Right.
And if you say, "Well, he'll bless you with it." But if not, amen, you just gotta, Pastor used to say, he'll put it in a holding pattern.
Yeah.
And when it's time to land, when you're blessing, it's time to land, it'll land. Amen?
Amen.
All of us who have eyes can see physically. But we can look at the same picture, situation, and problem and still see things differently. Have you ever looked at those pictures? I think they call it an illusion. If you look at it one way, it looks like a tree. And you look at it another way, it looks like a picture. Amen? You can look at that, and all of us can see something different. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus on the cross. To many, it looked bad.
Well, right.
To others, it looked good. Because of what our Savior said in John 2. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise again.
Yeah.
I will rise again and rebuild it. When they seen Jesus hanging on the cross, they was pilgrim. But to the others that had a spiritual eye, knew what that meant. Amen?
Amen.
And after Bartimaeus received his powerful cure, his powerful healing, now we're about to see his preferred course. Verse 52, "On your way," Jesus said, "your faith have saved and healed you." In that very instant, he recovered his sight and followed Jesus down the road. After Bartimaeus was healed, Jesus said to him, "Go your way." A very simple command. And he regained his physical eyesight, his spiritual sight, and began to follow Jesus. I heard nowhere in the Bible that it was just a coincidence that these miracles took place. Amen? That they was in the right place at the right time. Y'all know how we say that. Oh, he's in the right place at the right time. Well, that was coincidence. I've never read nowhere in the Bible, never even seen the word coincidence. If I have somebody, please correct. Amen.
Amen.
It was God's divine and precise power,
right,
that he was able to heal blind Bartimaeus. Amen.
Amen.
And in closing, we should have seen 5 things that took place for blind Bartimaeus. His pitiful condition.
Mm-hmm.
He was a blind man unable to see.
Mm-hmm.
his persistent cry. Lord, have mercy on me, son of David. His personal cost took off his physical cloak and spiritual weight, amen? Mm-hmm. His power for healing gained his eyesight and a spiritual blessing. Mm-hmm. Number five, his preferred course, he decided to follow amen. Jesus, amen? And looking back over this message, amen, that what was in Bartimaeus' cup, that's what Bartimaeus had to drink from, amen?
Amen.
Y'all remember the message Pastor preached a few weeks ago? You got to drink from the cup. That's the cup Bartimaeus had to drink from, amen? Had blindness in the cup. Probably had homelessness in the cup, amen? But that's the cup blind Bartimaeus had to drink from, amen? But in the end, God still blessed him, amen?
Amen.
And if you allow your mind to imagine for a minute, well, some of y'all didn't realize this is in the spiritual realm. Well, some of y'all don't realize is that God himself made a call. God himself made a call. Who did he call? He made a call to his son Jesus in the spirit. Amen? He said, I need for someone to take on the form of man. Walk the earth and save mankind.
Yes.
Then he called Joseph in a dream. And then told the angel to go call Mary and tell him that their son will be called the Son of the Most High and call his name Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. This should be a message, amen, to the Bartimaeus had great faith, amen?
Yes.
We got to have, you can't trust Jesus and doubt Jesus at the same time, amen? You need to be one or the other, amen? So this message was truly a blessing. But if there's anyone out there today, here, live on Facebook, live online, this is an invitation to Christ. If you don't know Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you have the opportunity to do it right now. Amen?
Amen.
Even if you don't do it right now, amen, you can do it all by yourself when you get home. Or even if you're home alone, amen, you can still call on Jesus.
Amen.
And you can still be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We don't have a musician here, so that don't mean they can stop our praise. Someone can give us a closing song, because I'm not a singer. Now, so do y'all give us a closing song, please?
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a portent of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission. Perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, I am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with goodness, lost in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen. Eternal Father, God, we thank you for the words they will help us. Father, we pray that not going on their ears.
Thank you.
We pray that your word of God move forward to help us, yes, Father. And I have so much to trust and have faith in you.
Yes.
Our benediction for the month, verses 1 and 25. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit on today. Amen.
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 We have an announcement. Oh, sorry. Got about to take up our offer. Amen.
Yeah.